uncle. I'm sorry. It's not, I didn't do it. Not me. I do love chicken, actually. I do love chicken. Don't tell them that, though.
Eat more chicken.
Yes. Stick around, everybody. We got CBS News coming up. And after that, a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Terry and James, taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There will be a vigil at Michigan State University today for the three students shot to death on Monday. Four of the five injured are still in critical condition. Jason Bigson was working in a campus cafeteria when shots rang out.
I thought of my coworkers and I was like, oh my God, like they're still in the kitchen. So I was like, wanted to go back. But then a student grabbed me and he was like, dude, no.
Investigators are still working on a motive. A vigil in Parkland, Florida, marked 5 years since a former student shot and killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School. Richard Luxmung and his son were both there last night.
The lives that were lost will never be forgotten.
Fears are subsiding over those mystery objects over the U.S. and Canada. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Questions remain about the three latest objects shot down. So far, officials say they have no indication they were part of a bigger surveillance operation by China. They might have been research balloons, though no one has come forward to claim them.
CBS News has learned U.S. intelligence had an eye on the Chinese spy balloon shot down off South Carolina since it lifted off near China's south coast almost a week before it entered American airspace. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says Norfolk Southern Railroad is the one responsible for that toxic derailment that created a public health hazard in East Palestine.
Congress needs to take a look at how these things are handled. We should know when we have trains carrying hazardous material that are going through the state of Ohio.
DeWine says the company will pay for cleanup or the state will sue. State health officials are urging locals to drink bottled water until test results are in. 222 hours after the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, another survivor was pulled from the rubble today, this time a 42-year-old woman. The International Red Cross, Martin Schwepp, says a UN convoy has finally been allowed to enter a rebel-held region of Syria from Turkey.
This is a population that has already endured a lot of hardship, that has already been fragile, that has already been destabilized.
The death toll from the quakes has topped 41,000. More states are banning gender-affirming care for trans kids. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
South Dakota's governor signed a bill blocking both surgical and non-surgical gender-affirming treatments, becoming the second state this year to ban such care for those under 18. This as Tennessee's Republican-controlled Senate approved a similar ban, putting it on a fast track to passage.
Finally, a winner has come forward to claim the largest jackpot payout in U.S. lottery history, offered up 3 months ago. Edwin Castro chose not to appear at a news conference, but did say he's shocked and ecstatic. Castro bought the winning ticket worth more than $2 billion at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California. This is CBS News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Join us in-store for free giveaways, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. This month, stop by for fun events like our two-day Super Bowl prep party and our Valentine's-themed kids workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, your host James here. I'm joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How are things there?
Doing well over here. Gotten a little bit of rain, but that's to be expected. And what else is expected for today?
Yeah, just a blustery and a colder feel out there with these West winds cranking up about 15 to 30. Still a couple of sprinkles around this morning, maybe some flurries in some areas as well. So we stay with temperatures that will hold pretty steady in the 30s as we continue through the day with the west winds. Tonight, diminishing and shifting to the north at about 5 to 15. Still some lingering clouds tonight, 21. And then cloudy on Thursday, 25. A few snow showers. Looks like another snow event to the south across the state. So maybe Madison, Sheboygan, Milwaukee getting hit with some several inch snowfalls tomorrow. So travel that way, not looking good. Otherwise, for us locally, just maybe a couple passing snow showers with the clouds mid-20s. And then 7 Thursday night, sunshine Friday, 27, and then lower 40s. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny skies both days. And mid-30s Monday, maybe some more snow shower chances early next week as temperatures start to fall off into midweek. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. We appreciate the forecast, Paul, and appreciate any time we can hear somebody mention the name Sheboygan. Anytime. Is it not one of the most fun cities to say, Paul? It's a fun word to say.
Exactly. You got to take advantage when the opportunity presents.
It's a good one. I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you. We'll talk again tomorrow. You have a great one,
yep.
Paul.
Good.
Because Sheboygan gets into our weather a lot.
Yes,
I love it.
I love it. That was great. That was great. We got a Sheboygan reference this morning already.
I got to tell you, I'm a little bit disappointed. If all of this darn rain would have been snow.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
We'd have a nice, we could do a little snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, something.
There's so many things
it's
we could be doing
irritating to me.
Normally I push back on these. I'm actually a little with you on this.
I mean, I know a lot. Yeah. And a lot of people are happy to see that ugly dead brown grass since the snow's mostly melted. But I just, it's only February.
If we're going to have this weather, if it's going to be these temperatures, I'd rather at least have snow than rain.
Yeah.
We get enough rain throughout the year.
It's very disappointing to me.
I don't like slush. I'm
not big
on slush either.
Last week when they said this Thursday we were supposed to get 4 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
Now, what did you just say? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Zip.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
And they're saying that they're not seeing snow coming anytime soon either.
This has been a weird winter.
It's already
I think it's been a weird winter.
No, I agree. I don't think you're alone on that. I didn't want to keep Paul too long, but I wanted to ask him something like that. Maybe tomorrow we'll do that or coming up here, because it just seems like, I feel like we've been saying that the last couple of winters.
Yeah.
And because of the pandemic situation and everything, that seemed to really throw things off for people, like time and all that, and maybe Mother Nature too. I don't know.
Well, and I don't know, I don't know with this rain now, like how much precipitation, total snow and or rain we should have over the course of this winter when we think about, the growing season and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what that is, but to me it just seems, but maybe the rain has made up, but it to me it just seems like we haven't had what we should.
Agreed. You mentioned during our kind of break there about flooding, and certainly keep an eye out on that, everybody, because especially in our area,
there's definitely water pooling. Located, yeah, definitely
that kind of thing. Something to keep in mind. Our last conversation, we were talking about the most sinful states. I didn't mention Wisconsin. Wisconsin ranks 36th on this list, so not very sinful. Not very sinful at all. The state, which
to be expected.
Little disappointing, actually.
Look at what we're surrounded with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure, sure.
Where are our friends in Minnesota?
Way down there. They're actually lower than Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, Illinois does the dirty work for all of us.
That's where we're your dirty secret. That's where you go.
We know.
You can't make it to Vegas, so you come to Chicago to get all your sinning out of your system and everything. Atlantic City's been gone forever, so you just go to Chicago now to get all your sinning out. We get it. We understand. We know what we are. Let's take a look at another interesting list here. Eighth things average Americans do. Someone rounded up stats on random things the average American does and then polled people on BuzzFeed to see how their answers compared. Are you above or below average with these eight things? We'll start right at the top.
I'm kind of scared.
I don't know how this is going to go. Yeah, I have not looked at this list ahead of time or anything. The average American eats 46 slices of pizza a year. That's only about 4 slices a month. About 75% said that they eat less pizza than that.
Wait, is that all encompassing, all pizza? Like
I guess
frozen
so.
Pizza?
I think so. Yeah.
Store pizza. I mean, any pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, I eat more than 4 slices a month.
I eat more than 4 slices every 2 weeks, I think. Like, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But you know what? I'm not kidding. I am a sucker for a Tombstone pizza in the
pizza
oven. Like,
I'm
I just.
You. Yes. It's the crust.
I don't know. It
I love the crust of the Tombstone pizza.
Yep. And I don't know. Maybe it's just because we had them as a kid, but I like frozen pizza.
I hadn't thought of that before, but maybe there's a little nostalgia with that. I'm not sure.
But I'm thinking, you know, well, the kids like to get Domino's once in a while. I'm definitely eating more than four slices a month.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What's the matter with these people?
75% said that they eat less pizza than that? No way. I feel like there's something off here. There's something. somebody didn't carry the two or something like that. Like the math's off on this one. Reads 12 to 13 books a year. 47% claim that they read more books than that. I would say I am below average on that one. And I wish I wasn't, but I'm just being honest. I would love to lie to everybody and say, I'm a great reader.
I'm above average on that one.
Good on you. Good on you. And it helps people like me average things out a little bit. My mother's very
disappointed. Glad to be pulling you along.
Yeah. I don't know what she's more disappointed on, that or the fact that I'm still not an attorney. That it's one or the other. It's one.
I mean, she should just go with the books thing.
Yeah, it's much more realistic. I played an attorney a bunch of times. Eats 12.7 pounds of ice cream. That's about one pint a month. 91% said less than that. Right around there.
I'm probably right there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't mind a good Dairy Queen visit.
Oh, I would eat much more if I could.
And we always have ice cream at home. Yeah, we always have ice cream.
I am one of those typical scavengers. I eat what's around me typically, and I don't do a great job of going out and do food shopping for myself and all that. So I tend to do a lot of that. I don't have a lot of ice cream around me, so that's why I don't eat as much. But I definitely would if it was. The average person only eats two pieces of actual, or I'm sorry, the average person only gets two pieces of actual mail a month, not counting bills, junk mail, and packages. So outside of all those things, you get two pieces of mail from a relative or something like that. 60% said that they don't even get that much.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty close to that. I'm pretty close to the average, I would think, on that one.
Yeah, I think so, too. Although, you know, I don't know. At the beginning of the year, I'm not a resolution person, but one of the things that I made up my mind that I was going to do is send at least 5 cards a week. Like notes to someone. Like, I mean, it could be a birthday card, but it also could just be hey, thinking of you, you know, like that kind of thing. And so far, I mean, I'm like 7 weeks in and 8 weeks in, and I've been doing it. So, I'm boosting up somebody's mail, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
I guess when you were a kid, you used to get birthday cards and things like that.
Yeah.
Like maybe then I did. I don't know if ever since then I've really ever gotten a whole lot of mail in my life, like that kind of thing, on average especially. I now think of that because of this time of year, but that was years ago that used to happen.
I mean, I'm glad we could extrapolate bills out of there.
Yeah, that's about it'd be nice if they had stopped coming completely. Now they just go right to your account and everything. 51 minutes per day spent driving. 76% said that they don't drive that much. I think in rural areas like this, we don't have as much of that, but it's pretty close to that for me.
Yeah, I think I drive that much, but it's more, you know, hustling kids around too.
I was going to say.
And I do have one driver right now, but you know, coming to work, going home from work, we usually come back into town to go to the Y, go back. You know, so yeah, I'd say it's probably close.
It's only 24 hours in a day. And to think, you know, we spend so much sleeping, eating, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, an hour traveling.
It's probably better than the hours we spend on our phone.
Yep. Yeah, probably. Yeah. No argument here. $438 spent on groceries each month. 46% said more. 54% said less. That's an interesting one, and I think it varies on the, obviously, if you live alone,
household
eat alone,
size,
that kind
sure.
of thing, yeah. Use the, I don't know if that's good or not, but it actually is lower than I thought it would be, and not that that's low, not that $438 is low by any means, but I was expecting at least $500 to $600.
Well, and then I wonder, this is probably done certainly before the most recent price hikes,
Yeah. Use the bathroom 7 times a day. 41% said that they go more than that.
Did you ever count?
No, but I know it's not 7 times a day. Now I'm starting to wonder if there's something wrong with
I go 7 times a day for sure. I think. I don't know, but I've never kept track.
Are we counting going in there to brush our teeth and stuff? Because then maybe, but otherwise,
need to drink more.
I guess I do. Yeah, that doesn't seem like something's wrong with me. I gotta go get that checked out.
I'm going to go do that. Terry's going to take over the rest
so
of the
show.
So
you're literally full of... or no.
Oh, that was good. Oh, that was good.
You're not answering.
I'm not sure. To be, you know, my eyes are green now, but when I was younger, they were kind of hazelish. They were kind of, you know. 1,500 hours of TV a year, or about 4 hours a day. Another pretty even split. 45% said more, 55% said less. So about 1,500 hours of TV a year, or about 4 hours a day.
I'm definitely not that.
No.
Definitely not.
I'm trying to think if there is a day a week I am. And I don't think that there's a day that I'm even like that. Now, I get a lot of stuff in at night when I'm like doing work or whatever, just in the background and stuff. And even then, with that included, there's no way I get 4 hours of TV a day.
So, yeah,
no,
I have
not even close.
I have a show that I DVR. You know, and so like that, if I'm cleaning up the kitchen or whatever, because it's not something I have to sit and watch, I'll just, yeah, you know, I'll have it on in the background. But I mean, I guess it counts. But other than sitting down and maybe watching like a movie, I don't know. I have one nighttime show that I watch, mm-hmm, and that's an hour, you know, and that's once a week. So yeah, not really.
No.
That's why when you do like the celebrity birthdays, I never have any clue who you're talking about.
Speaking of, that is where we're going next. When we come back, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to it. A little bit later, after Melissa's news, we'll be joined by Phil Hartley with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. And don't forget, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Jenny Furkey. Jenny is our winner of the awesome stone, gem, and mineral and more Ethiopian opal ring giveaway. We're going to talk with her, get her story, and plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour. All that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The love for an animal is very special. They are your secret keeper, your sock finder, and your movie night watcher. Life simply wouldn't be the same without them. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Love, Inc. in Wisconsin Rapids and the Southwood County Humane Society. Love, Inc., helping churches help people through Christ.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 40 today under overcast skies, winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows dip down to about 21. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 25. High temperatures reach up to 26 Friday under clear skies, 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
It's time, everybody, for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to have some fun with this one right now. We got a bunch of stuff to do with it, and we want to encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu when they are open. Just for a side note here, Misty's is going to be closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February in the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. So no Misty's today, but they will be back open on Friday from 6 to 2. You can visit them at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We hope they're enjoying the time off.
I hope they're on the beach.
Yes, yes, that'd be great. That'd be great. We have something that in the years I've been doing this, I don't believe we've ever had this happen, Terry, where we had not one but two people that entered, that we drew for the January winner, but was not able to participate
in it. So somebody put them in and they, whatever.
Yeah. Pam and I were talking about this, and I just did a little digging, talking to the people that we, you know, didn't hear from and then reaching out. We did actually end up hearing from them, but they're from out of town.
Okay.
And this is something that we're going to have to be aware of a little more going forward. Because now we're FM, now we're streaming. We just told you about a listener in Finland earlier.
Sure.
We've got listeners all over the gamut now, and that's great. That's fun. We encourage that. We want more of that. We want to celebrate all these birthdays, but we got to be careful about selecting somebody in New York for Misty's. Maybe it's worth it.
Give them the option.
It's definitely worth it. We're definitely going to send them a swag bag. We're going to send them some stuff and everything. So they still do win stuff, but only one person can win Misty's, and Terry is going to pick that person right now. So, Terry, I need 1 through 29.
Oh, boy. 26.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, and it is Dale Dahl. Dale is our winner.
Congratulations.
Dale, congratulations. Wishing you a great one. That is fun. That is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, we'll see if that sticks. We'll see. That's actually a really good entry right there. That's pretty good. So we move on to today's list, and we have three possible qualifying people. Oh. So let's go ahead and get my 1 through 3.
You're making me work too hard today. Uh-huh. Two.
Two it is. So there we go. We get ourselves our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Diane Blanchard.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Diane, we wish you a great one. We've been celebrating with Diane for many years.
Yeah, good friend of the radio station.
Yes, yes.
And of United Way. Mm. And the community as a whole.
Yes, completely.
Great lady.
Have a great one, Diane. Also celebrating Wilbur and Dolores Ott, celebrating their 65th anniversary.
Isn't that exciting? Happy anniversary.
They are the parents of Linda Garski, and we send a good morning to Linda out there. One of our favorites and one of the best laughs in this area. 65th anniversary is Blue Sapphire.
Oh,
That's a good one. That's a good one. Wilbur and Dolores, happy 65th. That's a great anniversary. That's a good one. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 48th anniversary, Chuck and Kathy Sedevi.
Happy anniversary.
We hope you guys have a great one. Happy 48th, you two. Chuck and Kathy, enjoy your 48th. Keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Let's go ahead and take a look at the list that Terry has no idea. Celebrity list.
I'll just be over here on my phone.
Let's see here. Zachary Gordon is 25. He's the star of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies.
Mm. Why do you... You kind of had a little scowl. Did you see those movies?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they're super cute.
I was searching my brain to try to think if I had seen any of those or anything.
Those books, you could read those books, and it might get you up on the average.
My sister is a big fan of those
books. Yeah, they're super, they're good.
They're a lot of fun, yeah. Megan Thee Stallion is 28, famous singer, rapper, all that. Let's see here. There's some other name. No. Oh, Yamir Yager is 51. Czechoslovakian hockey star. Yamir Yager is still playing hockey. Like, he's over there in the Czech Republic right now. He just broke the record for most career goals in hockey, not in the NHL, but in hockey.
Really?
That's
cool.
These are hockey players, though. That's what they do. Like, hockey players, unless you literally force them off the ice. Gordie Howe famously was still playing hockey in, like, his 80s without a helmet and everything.
Did you ever see the movie Goon? It's a hockey movie.
Yes,
so
yes.
I happened to be fortunate enough to watch that over the weekend.
Oh.
I say with a little sarcasm. But on there, it was, you know, one of the guys that was kind of going out. Mm-hmm. It was that same story. You know, he's kind of like, all I know is hockey. Like, that's it.
My dad is a bit of an issue with his hip right now. I guarantee you, as soon as he gets that fixed, and he will be getting it fixed, Father. Well, he's so dang stubborn. He's so dang stubborn about this.
Huh? But apple in the tree.
Good touche.
Oh, okay.
You got me there. That cut deep. That was good. That was good. As he gets that hip fixed, maybe he'll be one of these guys like Yager playing hockey
there
in his 60s and stuff. Brandon Boyd is 47, lead singer and writer for Incubus. Great singer-songwriter. Great voice.
Okay, I have no idea who it is, but I think your Simpsons guy has a birthday today.
That's right, coming up. we'll get to it in a second. I can't wait. But interestingly, another show that's on Fox that made popular thanks to The Simpsons, Family Guy, the voice of Lois Griffin, Alex Borstein, is 52 today. Alex was, I thought she was more famously known for a while there being an actor on Mad TV. She was one of the main cast members of Mad TV for many, many years. She did Miss Kwan and like a couple of big characters on that show. She's a very good improv artist, very good actor. She's been making a darn good living, though, playing Lois Griffin on the Family Guy show. So I think that's part of the reason why we haven't seen more of her and everything. And that job takes up a big, voice acting takes up a bigger part of your schedule than I think a lot of people might think.
Well, and hey, if life is good. Life is good, right?
Great voice, too. She's got a great voice. Perfect cartoon voice. let's see here. And as we mentioned, Terry mentioned, Matt Groening is 69 today, creator of The Simpsons, Futurama. He actually, I just told this story yesterday about the creation of The Simpsons and how that came to be.
And I don't even know why I know that. I must have read it somewhere in the last couple days, because that wouldn't be on my radar.
It's such an interesting story, and it's one of those ones that I will tell to the end of time, because literally anybody can relate to that story but also pull from that story. We've all had big interviews, whether it's a job interview or what have you, and we go into these things usually tense, stressed, nervous. And Matt Groening talking about these kind of feelings he was having going into that meeting at Fox and thinking, if I don't nail this, this is my last shot. I'm not going to get another opportunity to do a cartoon or do any of these things. And all they're looking for is a little 15-second intermission in between the Tracy Ullman show sketches so the actors could change costumes. And he goes in there with, at the time, in California, one of the most popular comic strips that he's doing is Life in Hell. And that's what he figures is going to be the home run. I'll bring that up. But you don't go into anything with just one idea. No job interview. Do you want to go in there unprepared? You don't want. And he came in a little unprepared, but he was also like relied on he trusted his gut. And he's like, okay, I got two ideas because I'll use my family as one. My dad, Homer, my mom, Marge. I got my sister, Maggie, and Lisa. And I don't like my name, so I'll name the kid Bart because I like Bart better than Matt. And we'll see how this goes. We'll see how it goes and everything. He never even gets to the second idea. They love the first idea. They barely audition or interview anybody else. He gets this opportunity, and you have the longest-running TV show of all time. And I have actually have a very hard time believing that any show will ever beat it. Like, nowadays, shows don't last that long. Like,
no.
Unless it's a reality TV show. Like, those seem to last forever.
No, I agree.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, like it is cool.
And there's nobody who couldn't learn from that situation and pull from that and like take some confidence from it, I think.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy 69th to Matt Groening. Big appreciation of him. Jane Seymour is 72. Great actor. Medicine Woman. What was it?
Dr. Quinn,
Medicine Woman and all that. And other good roles, too. Jane Seymour, also sneaky funny as far as like self-deprecating. She's done some skits and some things in her career long after the Medicine Woman thing, where I was like, huh, I would have never guessed she'd be like that.
She always seems so serious.
Yes, yeah, and you would never guess that about her, but I really, I already respected her as an actor. I grew a lot more respect for her just seeing these little, like, sarcastic kind of things she would do about herself and everything.
I appreciate those, that's awesome.
Yeah, same here. The great Harvey, going to people no longer with us, the great Harvey Korman, born on this day in 1927, passed away in 2008. One of the greatest comedic character actors of all time. Blazing Saddles, he was the voice of the great Gazzo, the ridiculous green spaceman on the Flintstones. But he became one of my biggest influences on the Carol Burnett show. I thought he was arguably the most underrated actor on that show, and that's not a fault. There's nothing but A-list talent on that show. It's understandable when you got the other actors that they do on that show. Harvey Korman, fantastic, so good with the comedic timing, and the flexibility to play the straight man and the silly guy, like the ability to be able to
jump back and forth.
Yeah, like him and the chemistry that they had on that show, just unparalleled. The great Chris Farley, would have been celebrating a birthday today. Would have been 59 today, and like many people out there, I can't help but think of all the things that he could have done. I would have loved to have seen Chris Farley have a chance to do drama. I know how crazy and silly that sounds to people out there, but how many of you thought Jim Carrey would be good at drama?
Yeah,
how many
that's
of
good
you
point.
Thought Robin Williams would be good at drama? Adam Sandler would be good at drama. Like, I've seen enough of Chris Farley's work, and I've studied his Second City work that a lot of people haven't seen, just in our archives and everything. He had some, like, notes to him that he could do things. There's a scene in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey where he says to Lloyd, I'm just so tired of being alone. And he says it real, like it's meant to be funny, but it's dramatic. And that was the line that told me, oh, I could see him doing some serious stuff. And sure enough, here we see that's all Jim Carrey does now is pretty much serious stuff. I think Chris Farley, I don't know if he would have been good at it. I don't know if he would have pulled it off or anything, but I'd like to have seen him had at least the opportunity to try.
I agree.
And I'm not. When it comes to guys like him and Belushi and that, there's only so far we can go. This was self-inflicted, and that needs to be noted because hopefully less people will do that because of situations like him. But I just had a student last year, Terry, come in, and we're talking. We always like to ask who your influences are, and this kid is 18, and his biggest influence in the world is Chris Farley. The legacy continues, and I think
absolutely.
that's something that is a beauty to that, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And Cesar Romero, born in this day in 1907, passed away in 1994, Latin stallion in the 30s and 40s. Many people may know him as the old school Joker, the first Joker, the only Joker with a mustache. We refused to shave that thing
that's
off.
That's a good point.
They had the paint over it and everything. He refused to shave that thing off. I liked his Joker. That was my first impression of the Joker, like everybody. And the great Susan B. Anthony, born in this day in 1820, passed away in 1906. Women's rights pioneer. If you don't know a whole lot about Susan B. Anthony, man, do yourself a favor, read up on her. Incredible human being.
Absolutely.
I think the things that are commonly known about her are very important. Just do a little bit more digging and you'd be blown away.
Just get below the surface. There's a lot to learn.
How there has not been a Susan B. Anthony document, like biopic, I have no idea. Like that would be so interesting. I think people would be so blown away by that woman's life.
There has to be something somewhere.
It's gotta be something like
some
that,
digging.
Right? There gotta be. One more time, we want to wish a congratulations to our January winner for the Misty's menu. Dale Dahl won the Misty's. Congratulations to Dale. If Dale is not listening, please somebody let him know. And we want to say a big happy birthday to Diane Blanchard. Happy anniversary, 65th anniversary to Wilbur and Dolores Ott. And a happy 48th anniversary to our qualifiers today, Chuck and Kathy Sedevi.
Enjoy your celebrating, everyone.
Yeah, we encourage you to enjoy, have a good time. And when Misty's opens on Friday, head on over there and wish them a great day from all of us. Take a listen to Melissa's news for now. We'll come back and have some more fun. And we'll be joined by Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Snowmobile trails across most of the southern and central part of Wisconsin closed yesterday because of deteriorating conditions. Langland and Marathon County trails closed on Tuesday, and only one trail remains open in Lincoln County as of last night. There are still some open trails in the northern counties, and trails here may reopen if we get enough snow in the coming days and weeks. There will be an Easter egg hunt in Stevens Point this year. Mayor Mike Wiese shared that details are still being worked out and they are looking for donations and volunteers. Contact the mayor's office if you are interested in helping with the event. The Easter egg hunt in Stevens Point will be on April 8th. UW-Stevens Point is one of only two Wisconsin universities to earn recognition as a Fulbright top-producing institution for U.S. scholars. UW-Madison and UW-Stevens Point received this award for the highest number of applicants selected for the 2022-23 Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. This international exchange program is among the largest, most diverse exchange programs in the world. UW health nurses are fighting in court to have their union recognized. The UW Hospitals and Clinics Authority tried to bypass lower state courts by filing a case directly with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The state's highest court declined to take up the case. The fight to have nurses' unions voluntarily recognized and be able to collectively bargain for a contract will continue in Dane County Circuit Court. A spokesperson for UW Health Nurses United, SEIU Wisconsin, applauded the Supreme Court's decision, saying UW Health attempted to circumnavigate the regular legal process to try and take advantage of a conservative majority. A Milwaukee Bucks executive is making a new move politically. Alex Lansry ran an unsuccessful campaign for a Democratic U.S. Senate nomination last year. Now he is forming Next Wisconsin. This political action committee is investing in races for mayor and county executive positions across the state. Lansry will focus support in cities and counties where the issues Democratic Governor Tony Evers is fighting for will be turned into results and action. These include mayor races in Racine, Green Bay, and Stevens Point. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
If you're single, a young couple just starting out, or an empty nester, regular size loaves of bread just may be too much of a good thing. Now, thanks to Village Hearth Half Loaves, you can have just the right amount of fresh, delicious bread for toast and your favorite sandwiches. Village Hearth Half Loaves come in 5 flavorful varieties, including Dakota Style 12 Grain, Honey Wheat, and Premium White. You're sure to find the one that's just right. Village Hearth Half Loaves, the perfect size for one or two.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 40 today under overcast skies, winds out of the west 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows dip down to about 21. Cloudy skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 25. High temperatures reach up to 26 Friday under clear skies, 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy starts your day. Something about this keyboard.
What song is this?
I don't know the song. I know I should know the song. I don't know it.
I feel like I know it, but it feels like it's a different version.
I swear, there's a part of Seth that loves challenging me on these things. Oh, this is early 80s. We're really little when this comes out.
I mean...
Yeah, it was like 81, it feels
Seth
like.
Seth was clearly in a
like
different
that.
80s than us.
I think he just likes messing with us. I think there's a little of that, too. There's a little mischievous part of Seth that nobody else sees, but
yeah.
I swear it exists.
If we had the power to make the bumpers, we'd probably be messing with people, too.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. We're looking forward to our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us in just a few. We'll talk to Phil Hartley and get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. For now, we'll just get a quick topic in. Now that all the fuss is over Valentine's Day, it might be worth mentioning that we humans are actually not that romantic. A new poll asked around 4,000 people how romantic they are, and 13% said not at all romantic, another 33% said not very romantic, and 41% said that they are somewhat romantic, 7% said that they are very romantic.
Could we ask the people they think they're romancing? If they're
yeah,
romantic or not.
There you go. That's the way this should have been done. Nice, nice. Well, I like
this
that.
This is self-declared.
And believe it or not, there wasn't much difference between men and women, although younger adults were more likely to say that they are romantic than older folks. I find that interesting. So if you felt like your Valentine's Day was pretty much just a normal day, you're definitely not alone. And the fact that it happened in the middle of the work week, too, doesn't help anything.
You know, we went out for dinner last night. And honestly, the kids were both busy. Mm. So we went out for dinner, but it was packed. And one of our daughters went with her boyfriend out for dinner somewhere else. And mm-hmm. she said it was really crazy busy. So I think a lot of people got out.
One of my buddies in Miami was talking about how they always go on the 13th. Like they go out to dinner and stuff and do things like the day before. And that way they avoid all that.
But they even do it when it falls on Friday.
Maybe. But the thing is now that's caught on. And so even that day is very busy now and everything. So I don't know. I think that it depends on what is your definition of romance.
Well, and don't you think, too, you know, you had mentioned that older people say that they don't feel like they're as romantic as maybe younger people. But don't you think part of that is when you are, whatever, courting someone, dating early on in your marriage, like you're doing, I think it's more big grand gestures, right? Yes. Yeah. Or perhaps as you're in relationships longer, you're kind of doing the same, you know, you may be doing the same thing. Not that it's less romantic, but it's just, you know, like, it's just different.
It's familiar. Every relationship in human history goes through this process of if you're fortunate enough to be together for a while, things can get, I don't think, old or stale. They can get common. They can, you know, routine, repetition mm-hmm. and all that. And repetition, just by nature, our brains crave it and also get bored of it very quickly. Well, this is the weird contrast that our brains, like, we want routine, and at the same time, we get bored very easily. So it doesn't really add, you know, it doesn't help things very much.
Well, I saw a cute little meme yesterday. So it was a picture of two older people, clearly married, or, you know what I mean? Like, they were sitting, and the woman says, "You never say you love me." And his little speech bubble says, "If something changes, I told you once, if something changes, I'll let you know." I mean, right? Like, it's just, and it perfectly captures the thought process of men and women, you know, generalizing. But you know what I mean? Like, he's like, "I told you I love you. If something's different, you'll know. I'll tell you."
I actually kind of like that. That's pretty funny.
It was actually really sweet.
And I think there's a little bit to that. I think especially when you look at that. But I think I wonder, too, if more people are more romantic than they realize.
Sure. You know, well, that's why it's in the beholder, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's a good way to put it. And we are joined right now by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning.
Phil.
I didn't wear red in the...
I saw that. Yeah. Why didn't you go home and change? You live right in town. You should have went and got a different shirt on. That was quite the sign. I mean, and the look on your face.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. They said you looked like a prisoner, so I did my best.
So Phil, how
last night was lighting the house up with candles and eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wow, look at you.
Not bad. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it.
How about that? I mean, when you think Colonel, you think romance.
Usually. Yeah, absolutely. Chicken, romance, go hand in hand.
Hey, you walk in with a big old bucket.
If she likes it, that, you know, you basically got one person to please. It doesn't matter what Terry and I think. If she liked it, if she enjoyed it, then you're good.
Okay, but I want to know, Phil, did you pick up the chicken or did Ann pick up the chicken?
Ooh. No, she did on the way home. but I had all the lights out in the house.
Hey, there you go. There
okay,
you
go. All right, dual effort.
Did you light the candles before or after she came home, Phil? Because that's something I would do. I would forget about the candles until my significant other was tripping and falling over. So, oh, geez, I forgot the candles. Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Oh, doing great, thanks. Yeah, no, another good day. A little chipper out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little windy.
Mm-hmm.
We were just outside changing the out front sign, and like, whoa, hold on.
You do
Were you losing your letters?
Yeah, it was a fight to keep holding. I'm going to get wounded one of these days. It's going to be worse.
Yeah.
And those letters, because they fall down off, you know, I try to grab them with a sticker thing, but they don't always hold.
You should probably have some sort of, like, a harness or something that you wear.
Yeah, yeah.
A spotter.
No, not a spotter. That's not fair to Tracy. She shouldn't have to come out there and spot you.
I was thinking the newest team member. Maybe the newest team member spots Phil.
There you go. All right.
Thank you, kid.
Hey, I have to put a plug out before I go any much further, because it's Miss Wisconsin Rapids' birthday today, and I think I forgot to call it in. So.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get that in. Happy birthday, Maria.
Yeah, very happy birthday to her. Please wish her a great one from all of us here at WFHR, Phil.
Thanks. Yeah, we have to get her over to talk to you sometime. Yeah, I no longer have any teenagers in the house. So.
Oh, isn't that a weird feeling? That's a weird feeling. Yeah. It's a fun feeling. It's good and all, but it's also kind of melancholy. It's a little like, my youngest turned 21. I felt that. Like, oh, geez, this is all. They're not kids anymore. We look forward to this word every Wednesday. Phil, what do you got for us today?
I have to tell you, too, another little plug. Yesterday, a lady came in, and a customer, I don't name her or anything, but it's just a customer off the street, and she was just getting some coffees done. She goes, Phil, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow and hearing the word.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome.
Is it squirrel?
That's
awesome.
That's cool to hear.
I didn't bobby for it or anything. You know,
that's
like,
awesome.
You
know,
that is very cool.
So cool. Yeah. So the word for the week, and I'm going to try to say it so I don't mispronounce, but eleemosynary. Terry, you being there is a good. This is a good one. I didn't even know you were going to be there today, so this works out really well. But it means to be charitable.
Nice.
Or for charity, right? But charitable. So it's a great word for having the head of the.
Yes.
Head away there.
Absolutely, but it's also, you know, to your benefit because you definitely walk that walk, and Quality Plus is very charitable to the community and to nonprofits like us. And so, you know, yeah, timing is great because we can definitely pat you on the back and you as individuals too. You know, you and Ann for everything that you do in the community. So, thank you for that and the example that you set for others.
That's kind of not fair. You're not supposed to turn it back on me.
Too bad.
It's true. Both are true. Both of you guys, this community would notice without having either of you in this community or Quality Plus or the United Way. So it goes all the way around. And it reminds people like myself, I probably need to do a little more. Probably could add a little bit more to the community. It's inspiring and very much. And it's a great word, Phil. It's also, I had to double check here, it's the name of an old play, or old, well, 80s play, yeah. But I didn't know. I thought it sounded familiar, and I had to look. It's from a 1985 multi-act play by Lee Blessing. So, nice one. Good work.
There you go. I saw that come up too when I brought it up this morning. Yeah, to make sure I pronounced it right.
Yes. Good. I know what that's like, Phil.
He's like,
that I can relate to.
Alexa, say.
Yes. I've done this before, and that machine just laughs at me. I didn't even know it could do that. I'm not saying that word. Good luck.
Yeah. So, eleemosynary, you know, not only about businesses, but, you know, to each other, right? So be charitable and help somebody out, right?
Yeah, and I think charity. Charity goes, there's charity and then there's investing, and we always encourage people to buy local, support local, invest in your local community. If you have printing needs, head on over to Quality Plus Printing. Throw them a curveball. Phil loves that. You know, give him some stuff that he hadn't seen before or something like that. And
if he's laying down outside by the sign, he needs help getting up.
If you could please help Phil, that would be great. If you, we really appreciate that.
at least just honk and say hi.
At the very least. Phil will be laying outside at 3515 A Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If you haven't been by the shop before, we encourage you to even just stop by. Make sure you know where they're located when you do need them. It's a great spot, and it's a nice chance to stop by, say hi to the gang over there at Quality Plus.
And happy birthday, Maria.
Yes, very happy birthday, Maria.
Thank you, guys.
Wish her a great one for us, Phil. And we're looking forward to next Wednesday already, and you and I will talk sooner than that, okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, we'll talk soon. You take care, Phil.
Yeah, bye-bye, James. Bye-bye, Terry.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Phil. Great word today. Great talking with our friends over there, Quality Plus Printing. Again, they are located at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open till 4 most days. Give them a call, 423-7440. That's 423-7440. You want to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Got a great Facebook page. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road, that's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app. Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 40. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, lows dip down to about 21. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 25. Clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 26. 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 36.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Lonely girls. How did that come out?
I don't know where that came from. I don't know. All I can tell you is get sleep. That is so important, everybody. Your mouth will actually work for you if you get sleep.
There's that.
And I also think that one of these days, Carl and I, because I was just talking to Terry about Carl during our commercial break, we used to joke that we are going to do one day a show where we have our morning show and then in between segments, and that's going to be a whole other show. One of these days, you and I think that's the podcast.
Okay,
we
should probably wait till I retire.
Oh, you and I both. You both of us, yes. And we can't.
And then you're on.
Don't have to worry about
you
anything
are
else.
You are on.
A list of the top 10 sexiest cities. That's where we're going next.
Do you think earlier, they mirror the sinful cities?
I was wondering. Earlier we did the sinful ones, so now I thought it was only, kind of full circle we do these. A lot of things can make a city sexy. Epic skylines, cool buildings, old charm, cleanliness, social media models in the streets, filming content. A lot of different things come up. A company that sells sexy adult products online put out a map of the sexiest cities and towns in America based on consumer purchases and behavior. And they have two top 10 lists, one for cities over 300,000 people and one for towns with anything less than
They're calling out the rural ones too.
I kind of like, we don't see that enough. We really don't see that very often. I think that's an interesting way of doing this. So the sexiest cities are Chicago at number one, of course. I'm joking. I'm very shocked
He's
by that.
Not
I'm
joking.
Very surprised by that. Dallas, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Seattle, Denver, Phoenix, New York City, LA, and Minneapolis. That's pretty shocking. That's pretty interesting right there. I think that one's I think even people in Minneapolis are a little surprised
that's
by that one.
Interesting.
I wanted to see here. So they just have a top 10 here. They don't give you a complete list. So we don't know where like Wisconsin ranks.
So did they give you the small cities list also?
Okay. So actually they do have another list here. All right. So let's see. You can check your state and city. And this is a horror. You can go to pinkcherry.com if you want, but I don't recommend it. I really don't, because this is a very hard website to maneuver. And I'm not even sure if I'm doing this right. Like, they have it in purple, and you can't see, your city and everything.
Yeah, you're probably, like, Yeah. And who knows what you're actually doing right now?
Right. Yeah. I may actually be ruining my computer. They don't have Wisconsin Rapids. They have Wausau as the closest. Wausau is the closest. So let's check Wausau real quick. We'll look that up.
I'm surprised Wausau's on there.
Yeah. The 10 sexiest towns are Ashburn, Virginia, Columbus, Indiana, Tempe, Arizona, San Luis Obispo, California, West Lafayette, Indiana, Hamburg, New York, Bangor, Maine, West Chapel, Florida, Frisco, Texas, and Somerville, South Carolina. Bangor, Maine, and Frisco, Texas, I thought for sure were going to be on the list. If anything, for their names. I just figured that would definitely be on the list. But a little surprising is some of the other stuff.
I don't know. Maybe this will help people with their bucket lists, right? Like places to visit. Yeah. I don't know.
Wausau ranked 171st out of 1,006.
That's weird.
That is weird. That is pretty high, actually. Yeah. That's very interesting. And this is not...
In the top 20%?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty interesting to me, actually. Huh. Didn't see that coming. Interesting. I don't know what more you can really make of that list, though. And all these things kind of seem to be a little bit picking and choosing, sort of, you know, a little bit of that. Let's see. I did want to touch on
grasping.
We're really grasping at straws. Absolutely. Yes. So we're going to get into entertainment notes when we come back from break. We're going to go to the top of the hour, of course, then have CBS News. And after that, we're going to be joined by Jenny Furkey. Jenny is our winner of this awesome contest we just wrapped up with our friends at Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We gave away this Ethiopian opal ring for Valentine's Day. All of you chimed in with your origin stories of how you met your significant other. And Travis, the owner of the Stone Age Gem Mineral and More, picked the winner, and we got the winner sent over to us yesterday and put on our Facebook, and Travis got a hold of her and everything. I believe she even already has the ring.
That's really cool.
And Jenny's going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour joining us and tell us her story, and we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. After that, we'll get into some more entertainment news. Wanted to touch on this one, though. The last remaining Blockbuster store in Bend, Oregon, saw a huge boost in sales thanks to its Super Bowl ad. If you don't remember the ad, that's because it didn't actually air during the game. They posted it on social media during the halftime show, and it worked. Sales went up 200% after the ad went up. While you can actually rent movies at this Blockbuster, most of its revenue came from merchandise like hats, shirts, and sweatpants. People wanting the Blockbuster logo and all that for nostalgia things.
That's funny. A little retro going on.
The ad is really good. It promises that even after the world ends, the Blockbuster will still be here. And it was made to look like it's an old VHS tape, like, clip.
And is it still the blue and gold, like,
yes.
Blue and yellow?
Yeah, still okay. The same logo and everything. Now, I don't know if this is something that would work for every business, but, man, how cool would this be if businesses found a way, a roundabout way, to take advantage of the Super Bowl without going broke?
Looks like they did.
Now, there's a lot of factors here. I think the nostalgia factor is huge. Nostalgia has never been higher than it has been since the pandemic, really.
And you see, like, especially teenagers, like, wearing a lot of the throwback stuff.
Yes.
They don't call it retro.
That's
old news.
Retro has become retro.
So
yes.
Throwback.
Yeah, throwback or nostalgia are the words, yes, that I keep hearing my students use all the time now and everything. I find that interesting. I love the idea that this worked. The huge bump that they got. It's not going to keep Blockbuster in business. It's not going to make more Blockbusters open up or anything. But I love the idea for other businesses. Maybe... I think that the biggest example of the what can happen when you go all in on that Super Bowl ad is the Pets.com company that went bankrupt and everything.
Or M&M's. What was that?
Yeah. Well, M&M's. Actually, I think M&M's, they did. It didn't go over as strong as they wanted.
But it was a good poke.
It was a good poke.
But I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. The Tubi thing is what really threw people.
Yeah.
People were angry. Like, Tubi's sales went down. not by much, but a little bit, and they can't afford that. Like,
oh, people need to get over it.
Get over it. How ridiculous are you that you get mad at the company because you got fooled?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you got fooled.
It was hilarious. Very funny. They got me because I'm like, hey, what is going on? And it was funny. One of the kids just busts out laughing. They're like, it's a commercial. And then we all laughed. I thought it was funny.
We asked these, you can't have it both ways. You can't ask these advertisers to come up with something new, come up with something fresh and different. And then when they do, you get mad at them. Like, that's how petty are you? Grow up.
Exactly. Like, really, grow really. Up.
I mean, it's unless you're 10 years old and you were upset by the ad, then maybe. Okay.
Maybe somebody saw it coming and they videoed you having a fit. Might be different.
Well, is that any different than the people like, oh my God, the weight, how many? I want to see the rise of TV sales after the Super Bowl, especially in the greater Philadelphia area. The videos that went online of people smashing their TVs, like, what are you doing? It's a game. I love my team. I can still remember what it felt like watching the Bears lose to the Colts in the Super Bowl. It hurt. I'm not about to go breaking stuff or anything like that. Like, how childish are you? Like, that's the TVs are way too dang expensive.
Well, and
I could see almost getting angry enough to think about it and then like having like 2 seconds of patience and thought and being like, what am I doing? Like my team lost. It sucks. There will be another game. Wow. We'll move on.
It's like destroying anything, right? Yeah. Like, what? Hello.
Yeah. You only show your immaturity by that stuff and everything. And I can't imagine anybody would want to date that person. Like, just as a side note. I mean, like, I don't know. If one person, one woman watching that and be like, well, there's the next.
You'll be celebrating Singles Day for a long time. Yeah, we'll bring singles awareness to you.
We are going to come back with our winner of the Ethiopian Opal Ring giveaway. We're looking forward to that. We'll also have some entertainment news that I write, stories and good stories of the day.